Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Former Governor Ed Rendell wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post, and man, did he get pounded on social media for it. I want to welcome him to the show right now. Governor, how are you today?
Doing fine.
Good to hear. They were coming after you yesterday. I think you said the Elizabeth elites have been attacking you on Twitter.
Yeah, you know, you can't do anything these days without getting attacked on social media. You can barely say good morning.
Well, you put an op-ed in the Washington Post yesterday in which you entitled it. You said you like Elizabeth Warren, but she's a hypocrite. And then people went after you for that. So why do you think she's a hypocrite?
Well, let me give you a little context. I'll answer the question, of course. But last week, Friday, I think, I got called by the New York Times. And they were doing it column about Elizabeth Warren's fundraising, and Elizabeth Warren has done something a little unusual. She said she wasn't going to have any fundraising from high dollar fundraisers that were held in secret, that were held in swanky restaurants, and she wasn't going to take big checks from anybody. And as I said in my article, that's her right, absolutely, if she wants to do that. And she's raised a lot of money with small contributions. But we had a fundraiser, as you know, in June for Vice President Biden, I think the second or third day after he had announced his campaign. And we had a conventional fundraiser where people gave the maximum, which you can give in a federal election, which is $2,800. And we raised a lot of money, almost $900,000. And 2 days later, Elizabeth Warren had a press conference and ripped the vice president for having this fundraiser in a private home with donors who were seeking things for themselves and were power brokers and were wealthy individuals. And the only thing wrong with her attack was two things. Number one, about 20 of the people who were there, and there were a couple hundred people there, but 20 of the people there had less than 10 months before attended two fundraisers that Elizabeth Warren had in fancy, swanky restaurants in Philadelphia. In fact, one was at Barclay Prime, where we all gave her $2,800. In fact, I had given her in their Senate campaign $4,500. And when we gave her that money, we knew that she wasn't going to need to spend it entirely on the Senate campaign, and we knew that she would transfer some of it to the presidential campaign. Then secondly, she took the $10.4 million that she had raised in the Senate campaign and not spent, $6 million of which, I mean, came from contributions of over $1,000, and she transferred that to her presidential campaign, notwithstanding the fact that she said she wasn't going to take any big checks. And that gave her a big head start, and she was able to get a put a staff together very early and really hit the ground running. And then thirdly, she said that she would only adhere to this small dollar fundraising limit in the primaries. If she became the nominee of the party in the general election, she would go back and take big checks again. So that's the mark of hypocrisy. I mean, look, if you're going to say you're only going to take small donations, you're looking for some credit for that. You're looking to show progressives that you're against the big dollar fundraisers.
Yeah, although you decry the corporations, the swanky restaurants, the big money people, right.
That's
fine.
That's your right. But don't do that and then attack people who raise money the conventional way. Don't attack them for doing what you had done less than 10 months before. And certainly don't attack the people who gave the money. And Rich, you know that nobody buys influence for $2,800 in a presidential campaign where they raise millions of dollars.
No.
That's ridiculous.
No, that barely gets you a stake at a presidential fundraiser.
Absolutely. And most of the people who are at that Biden event were there because over the years we've come to know Joe Biden. He's helped Pennsylvania mightily. He was vice president of the United States. He visited Philadelphia countless times, and we believe he's the best choice to be president in our party.
And you are backing him, Governor Rendell. So you are backing Joe Biden. Question. No question about it. How do you think he did last night in the debate?
I thought he did fine. You know, and the bar for Joe is he has to have good, solid performances where he demonstrates that he can handle the issues and handle all the attacks. Because when you're the front runner, and we saw Donald Trump do this 4 years ago, you know, when he became the front runner, when they would have those debates, Republican debates with 16 people in it, everyone was shooting at him. And when you're the front runner, you've got to fend off a lot of attacks. You're under pretty much constant pressure, and you've got to be able to hold up and do it. And I think Joe Biden did a pretty good job last night. I saw Chris Eliza of the Washington Post had him as the winner of the debate. I'm not so sure that he actually was the best out of all 10, but he was awfully good and did what he had to do.
But a lot of people are saying now that Elizabeth Warren is now the new front runner, that she's the one who's overtaking Joe Biden in a lot of these polls in Iowa and other places, and she's got the momentum, and Biden just is not resonating with the base. And there are even people that are saying Joe Biden's not going to even make it to the finish line at this point.
Well, look, anything's possible. You know, we've seen presidential elections where someone comes out of nowhere. Look at Rick Santorum in 2012. So there's no way you can predict. But, gosh, in 90% of the polls, Joe Biden nationally is in the mid to low 30s, and he's 15, 14 points ahead of his nearest pursuer, who some in some polls is Bernie Sanders, and some polls is Elizabeth Warren. And last night, they showed a poll in Iowa, and Elizabeth Warren was at 17, and Joe Biden was at 29, Bernie Sanders was at 25. So, look, it's going to fluctuate, but Joe Biden has consistently shown that he can draw with two important constituencies of the Democratic Party, African-Americans and older voters, who are, of course, as you know, Rich, the most reliable voters you can get.
But he also runs around saying that he can get the union guys, but he's also out there now talking about shutting down coal and shutting down fossil fuel and shutting down fracking. I mean, that he's going so left on the environment, Ed Rendell, that it seems like those kind of union guys, they're going to say, I want no part of that.
Well, again, if you compare his views to Senator Warren and Senator Sanders, he's not left at all compared to them. So I think you have to always keep in context what the field is. Will that be a problem come November? Maybe so. Just like Mitt Romney, remember Mitt Romney during the primaries in 2012 steered to the right, much different than he governed as governor of Massachusetts. And then in the general election, he tried to come back a little to the center, and it frankly didn't work very well.
So is the takeaway from what you just said, as I hear it, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren have no shot in Pennsylvania based on how far left they are on the environment?
Well, look, I'm never going to say that someone doesn't have a shot, because elections are very fluid and things can change. But in parts of Pennsylvania, in the middle of the state, in the west of the state, I got called by a fairly high-ranking Western elected Democrat who, for the sake of, he didn't want to go public, so I won't reveal who it was. But it was a pretty high-up office holder, and he said, what Senator Sanders and Senator Warren are saying on energy just won't fly in Western Pennsylvania, and if they're the nominees, we can't carry the state. Now, I'm not sure that I agree that we can't carry the state, but if it's Senator Sanders or Senator Warren, it'll be much tougher. And the thing that disturbs me more than even their views on energy, and you know, I was very much in favor of fracking under the right controls, as is Governor Wolf and as was Barack Obama. It's given America a huge boost in energy. It's produced a lot of jobs and made us very competitive in the energy field internationally. But what concerns me more is Senator Sanders, Senator Warren, and actually Senator Harris, their views on health care, where they want Medicare for all, and their view of Medicare for all is no private insurance. So there, as you know, Rich, there are over 150 million Americans who have private insurance. And some of them don't like it because their private insurance isn't very good. But let's say 100 million, two-thirds of them, are very satisfied with their private insurance. You can't win a general election if you tell 100 million people that they're going to lose the insurance that they have, that they like, and are very satisfied with, through their unions or through their companies that they work for. You can't tell them that they're going to lose that private insurance. We're going to make it illegal for them to have it and force them into a government-run program. No matter how good Medicare may be, it's still a government program, and people are just not going to accept that. And to me, that makes them almost unelectable. Again, you never say never.
Right.
But it makes it a very hard bar for them to carry. And look, you and I both know that if Donald Trump does anything well, he's a very good deflector. He's very good at attacking. And he'll have a ton of money, more money than anybody, and he'll be able to just run that over and over again and scare the pajamas out of ordinary Americans.
Ed Rendell, I agree with you. I agree with you 100% on that point with those two. It sounds like it's, from your perspective, Joe Biden or bust for the Democrats. Let me ask you this. Carson Wentz, you happy?
Oh, yeah. We saw the Carson Wentz of 2017 against the Redskins. That he looks as good as he was in 2017, where I thought, until he got injured, he was the most valuable player in the NFL.
Is he going to make the season without getting hurt? What's the prediction?
That's a tough prediction.
Right, exactly. Harder to predict than who's going to be president. No, but honestly, I mean, the team does look good. I mean, I see a Super Bowl team right there so far.
I see the only thing, red flag, is our past events. I still think our past events. First of all, I've never been a fan of bend and not break past events, and we play that. We play too far back on the receivers. We're willing to give up the 10 and 12 yard pass. And secondly, I don't think any of our cornerbacks are playing at a very high level. And we'll see this Sunday night, because Julio Jones, as you know, Rich, is as good a receiver as there is in the NFL. Let's see how we do covering him before we start playing any parades.
Well, Governor, I always enjoy talking politics with you. I really do. So I look forward to having you on the show again throughout this election season.
Sure.
It's always fun.
The one thing we know, Rich, is it'll be interesting, and there'll be some surprises. And look, Joe Biden has a tough bar. It is very difficult to be the leader the day you announce and lead all the way to the nomination and to the presidency. It's very hard.
Governor Ed Rendell, take care. Thanks again.
See you. Bye-bye.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.